from the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury. Welcome to this midday edition of the Eye in the Sky forecast. We have another hot and humid mid-August afternoon ahead, with highs ranging mainly through the 80s, accompanied by periods of sun and clouds. A passing shower will be possible early this afternoon across the Northeast Kingdom, northern New Hampshire, and the eastern townships. A cold front with a few showers and thunderstorms is currently passing over the St. Lawrence Valley. These showers and storms, a few of which could be strong, will gradually spread southeast across our region this afternoon and tonight. As the front shifts southward across the region, it will be weakening, and the showers along and ahead of the front will tend to diminish overnight. Hence, areas south of Route 4 will only see spotty showers with the frontal passage. Some relief from the heat and humidity is expected tomorrow, especially across northern areas. Showers early this afternoon are associated with surface low pressure centered near Cape Cod. This low is the surface reflection of an upper-level storm that has been plaguing our region with clouds, showers, and high humidity since Saturday. A few showers along the backside of this low will be exiting to the east out of northern New Hampshire over the next couple of hours, as this area of low pressure drifts eastward and dissipates. Meanwhile, a weakening cold front trailing southwestward from a low over Labrador is pushing across the St. Lawrence Valley and will trigger showers and a few thunderstorms later today and tonight. Some of these storms could produce gusty winds, heavy downpours, and even some small hail. As the cold front pushes into southern areas late tonight, it will begin to dissipate. The remnants of the dissipating cold front will likely linger across far southern portions of our region tomorrow, perhaps sparking a brief isolated shower south of Route 4. Otherwise, high pressure, presently over central and northern Ontario, will edge in across the region tomorrow as it passes over southern Quebec. This will bring sunny skies and a refreshingly less humid northwesterly breeze north of the remnant frontal boundary, with temperatures mainly in the 70s, except low 80s in the typically warmer Champlain and St. Lawrence valleys. Across southern areas, south of the boundary, it will remain warm and humid, with temperatures again warming into the 80s. The sunny weather will be short-lived, however, as yet another area of low pressure, currently developing north of Kansas City, lifts through the eastern Great Lakes Thursday night and Friday. This area of low pressure will spread clouds from west to east across the region Thursday night, with widespread showers developing west of the Greens after midnight. High pressure drifting through Maine and into the Atlantic provinces will prevent clouds from reaching northeast Vermont and northern New Hampshire until around sunrise Friday. Showers will overspread the remainder of the region on Friday, with a soaking rain likely. Most areas should see 1/2 to 1 inch, with a localized 1.5-inch amounts possible, especially over the Adirondacks and north of Route 2. Showers will gradually give way to a few sunny breaks on Saturday, followed by a mix of sun and clouds for Sunday, with highs both weekend days in the 70s to near 80. The forecast summary: for this afternoon, periods of sun and clouds. Scattered afternoon showers and thunderstorms north of Route 4, a few with heavy downpours, gusty winds, and small hail. Isolated showers and storms south of Route 4 late. Highs in the upper 70s northeast to upper 80s Champlain Valley and broad southern valleys. Tonight, scattered showers or thunderstorms north of Route 4. Isolated to widely scattered south, diminishing after midnight. Partial clearing and patchy fog, lows in the upper 50s to mid 60s. Thursday, becoming mostly sunny. An isolated shower possible south, less humid north in the 70s to near 80, low 80s in the Champlain and St. Lawrence valleys, and still warm and humid south in the low to mid 80s. Thursday night, mostly clear from the Green Mountains east with clouds late. Becoming cloudy west, showers spreading eastward into the Champlain Valley, lows in the upper 40s to upper 50s east and 60 to 65 west of the Green Mountains. And for Friday, mostly cloudy, numerous showers spreading across the entire region by midday, a localized thunderstorm possible, highs in the 70s north, upper 70s to low 80s south. I'm meteorologist Phil Gertson with an eye on the sky.